This is KNKX News. The COVID-19 pandemic continues to have an impact on the sports world. Major League Soccer has further postponed its 2020 season for 8 more weeks. The league said Thursday it remains focused on playing the entire season and that it's evaluating all options. Meanwhile, the National Football League has not had to take any action regarding its season, at least not yet, and the league actually conducted business this week. Here's KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, what's happening with the NFL this week?
Well, this part of the NFL calendar is devoted to player acquisition. This is the free agency period. It began Monday, just when we were finding out about all of the contagion issues with COVID-19 that is restricting travel. And so the NFL came up with an idea that teams could not travel to visit a player and give him a physical exam, nor could the player travel to a city for a physical exam. And you have to have an exam before a player contract is signed. So that means that all the information you're hearing now is about proposed deals and nothing being official. But without the physical exam, this thing could linger for some time. The NFL gave teams an out by saying you can take the player to a third party and have a physical exam done. But I don't think teams want to trust doctors who aren't with the team or specific to the kinds of injury knowledge that it takes to render a quality decision on a player's health. So they're stymied right now because they can't get the players and the teams together for a physical, and it's really delaying the whole business of the NFL player acquisition period.
And this is having an impact on the Seahawks.
Right. One of the Seahawks' top players, Jadeveon Clowney, is a pending free agent, and the Seahawks want to re-sign him. But the complication is the other teams don't know his full health. He had an operation in the offseason to repair an abdominal muscle tear, and it plagued him for the second half of last season and probably diminished his effectiveness as a player. And so he is really kind of in a netherworld right now because the Seahawks would like to sign him, but another team really can't take the chance on paying top dollars for damaged goods. So we wait to see who budges.
So why do all this? Why doesn't Clowney just go back with the Seahawks since they really want him?
Well, the Seahawks are constrained by the salary cap. They don't want to pay top of market for Clowney and give him a 3 or 4 year deal because they have other positions to fill and other players to pay. So they're trying to keep down from the top of the market. Clowney says, you know, I really like you, Seattle. I really want to play there, but I want to be top of market. Well, that's a real elite category, and he didn't have the kind of season that merits that kind of pay. But they really do have to get this guy signed. The weakest part of the Seahawks game last year was the pass rush, and that's the thing that Jadeveon Clowney does best. But it's going to take a while, and really, who knows how this is going to go, because the NFL, even though they benefited greatly by the calendar from the standpoint that their season doesn't begin until September, they have an order to the offseason that they want to try to maintain. But as with all the other teams that are suspending, canceling, or postponing events, their calendar is getting backed up. They want to try to get the player acquisition done now so that they can deal with events as they progress throughout the spring and summer. But this is causing problems, and it's really hard to know how it's going to resolve, just like about everything else in life right now.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.